Joining me here in studio, it is Marilyn Bachman. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing just dandy. So awesome. Hum Dogs has another dog expo coming up.
It does. We are doing it again.
These are always fun.
Yeah, we really, we like the public to have a chance to see as many breeds as they can, and we have 45 of them this year.
Nice.
That everybody can come and see and maybe decide if this is the breed for them or maybe not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes they look awfully cute, but they're hard to deal with.
We were just talking about that off air. Yeah. I had a cousin of mine who got a Jack Russell Terrier because he thought they were cute. But he was not, if you're getting a Jack Russell, you got to be a real dog person. You got to spend a lot of time training because these are very bright dogs that need a job, and if you don't give them one, they'll find one of their own.
Absolutely. And there's several breeds that are like that, so it's good to check it out.
Absolutely.
So we're going to be doing lots of things. We're going to have all sorts of demonstrations. There'll be agility and dancing with dogs and obedience drill teams and tricks and all sorts of different things.
And lots of vendors, too.
Lots of vendors and rescue agents. And we do appreciate, though, if folks do not bring their personal dogs,
right.
Because there's plenty of dogs there. And they will be, we'll have them identified so we'll know who's who. So we appreciate if you leave those home. But our focus always is spay and neuter. That's Hum Dog's focus. And so we'll have a large raffle. That'll help us earn some funds for spay and neuter. Keep going. I think last year we did about 115 dogs.
Wow.
And so we're hoping to hit 150 this year. That's our goal.
That would be fantastic.
So we help with that with the local vet offices.
And this year the weather's going to be nice, which is
good. Last year it was pouring.
I recall. I think the last 2 years it was pouring.
So,
I mean, I remember just getting completely drenched just to go in between buildings.
And luckily enough, folks still came. We really appreciated that.
Oh, yeah.
We also are going to have our kids drawing again. We have another bicycle this year for kids 5 to 12 that they can come and learn about dogs while they're filling out their tickets for the drawing and go from booth to booth and learn some things and then hand them in and have a chance at one of our four big prizes.
It's really a lot of fun. There's so much to see and do, and it's coming up again this Sunday, March 8th. And that's my dad's birthday. As a matter of fact,
he was
up here for his birthday last year, and we went to it last year.
Oh, awesome. Well, I hope you enjoyed it.
He did. He loves dogs.
And, cool.
Yeah, he absolutely loved it. I got a picture of him with this huge Mastiff.
Oh, yeah. Well, Mastiff will be back. and some deerhounds that are no slouches either in the largeness department.
I love big dogs.
So if I could, I'd like to take a second or two just... We have some really awesome sponsors that help us every year, and we are definitely a nonprofit organization, and these folks come through and really help us out, and the Times Standard helps us with all our printing, and we also, this year, we're lucky enough from the Marion Ledgerwood Fund to get a grant for a spay neuter, so we're able to do more dogs this year.
That's great.
We're really excited. Myrtle Avenue Pet Center is always really good to us. The Pasteris family, Eureka Broadcasting, Mad River Union, lots of folks besides those two, but they've always come through and really helped us out. So I just wanted to take a quick moment to show our appreciation for them. And when you come, you can also, our brochure has all the other folks that help us out, so take a chance to look at that
while
you're there.
We always love supporting you guys. You guys do wonderful things, and... I help with the spay and neuter and the training and just getting the word out about all the different breeds. And there's so many to see.
Yes, exactly. And what their good points are and what maybe their challenges might be.
Sure.
So that's always a good thing to see.
Real important to get that matched up because you got a good long commitment there.
You do.
And it's kind of irresponsible just to say, I like that dog because it's cute.
Exactly, and then that's why our shelters are overrunning.
Exactly.
That's
how we wound up with our Puggle. She is a rescue, and she was notoriously hard to house train, and I think someone just decided to just dump her.
I'm sure they did.
The street.
They didn't put in the time.
And it took us, a good year to get her house trained. And we tried with the crate training at first, and it clearly was obviously she was punished in a crate.
That's not good.
Because that didn't work. I was like, okay. Not.
Poor thing.
But yeah, everything's fine now.
Yes. Well, it's interesting what happens when you take some patience tests. Exactly.
Took some patience. Yeah, all three of our dogs are all rescues and all varying different sizes.
Oh, well, awesome.
Yes.
Well, now you get to come and see some of the pure breeds.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a really good reason for pure breeds and for going to a good breeder if you're going to choose a dog. Backyard breeders are probably one of the bigger reasons we have your rescues.
Sure.
Because they don't take the time to make sure that they're in good health and that sort of thing. So.
Well, that can be a real issue, especially when you are breeding a purebred dog. If you're not doing it right, you can actually it can actually lead to some severe problems.
Absolutely. Yeah, and those end up in the shelter.
Yep. So, we got to take some real responsibility there. And anyway, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
and what are the hours?
10 to 4. Mm-hmm. Gates open at 10 o'clock, and we'll be there till 4. The raffles happen at 3 and 3:15. And this year, the kids' raffle is going to be in the home ec room rather than in the big building. So you can get down there and get your tickets and then bring them on up to the big building and fill out your forms if you're a 5 to 12-year-old.
There you go.
and their parents can come along if they'd like.
Yes.
We would hope that they would be there.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
So good
it's
event.
A lot of fun.
Good event for any dog lover of any age. Yeah. It's really
and
a lot of fun.
Please stop and ask folks about their dogs. And
they like that.
Yeah. We want to talk to you about them.
Absolutely.
That's why we're there.
Absolutely. All right, Marilyn, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us again.
Of course.
Appreciate it.
And I suggest folks come out to the Dog Expo. It's again this coming Sunday at Redwood Acres Fairgrounds.